this week on the Time Bat Show.
Poverty in the Sky doesn't sound very good, too.
You know, they already made that game. It's called Bioshock Infinite.
Sorry. Nice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 82. I'm your host, Timexus.
And I am your host, Bat Snacks.
And it's been a hot minute since we've done a Time Bat Show, isn't it?
2 weeks. I think it's the longest spell we've ever had.
I don't know about that. I think there was like an episode. I think there was a time where we went like more than 2 weeks, if I want to say, but I don't know. It's really hot in my room right now. I have the temperature. Sorry. It's okay. It's like 75 degrees, which isn't that hot, but like, here it's been cold, so I'm not used to the heat, and normally my AC doesn't have to run, and during the day my AC's set at 78 because I don't want it like cooling my house when I'm not there. But I'm here today, so it's really hot and it's annoying me.
Yeah, my AC has been at about, you know, 76 to 80 for the past
like See, month. That's really hot. Like, that's uncomfortable. Yeah. It's weird cuz AC is like one of those things where if you have it like 1 degree, there's like a zone with the AC, for me anyway, where it's like, okay, this is perfect. It's like 1 degree over that, I'm like, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, 1 degree less. And
like 72 to 75 is like sweet spot.
Yeah.
If it's like 1 degree over 75, I'm like, I'm really hot right now.
Okay, do you do this too? In hotel rooms, my ideal temperature is different.
It's like really cold.
Yeah, it has to be like 68
case. I do that. I don't know why that is. It's so weird.
Like, that would be way... Even if I had infinite electricity money,
I
wouldn't put it at 68.
It would be too cold in my house.
Yeah.
But in a hotel, I like wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, it's 71. God damn, it's hot in here. And then I like crank it. Like full blast, 68 degrees.
Put those filthy sheets all over your body. really warm.
I think it's because the covers in a hotel are really thick.
Yeah.
So when you're like putting the comforter on, it feels hotter because they're hot. They don't breathe, you know.
Yeah. I think it's also, I don't know, their beds are always way softer than my bed is at home, and
you kind of sink into it.
Yeah. And part of it is, like, I don't like spending money on electricity, so when I'm in the hotel room, I'm like, this is on their dollar.
I can put it to 68 degrees if I want to, that's fine.
I'm going to leave it there while I go out to the bar and just have it chilled air all day.
Get home and be like, icebox. Or get back to your room. It's like, icebox. I don't know what it is about hotels, they're always hotter. They feel hotter, even though they're not. I think it's the sheet. I think it has something to do with the sheets, like the material they use. Like, it doesn't breathe as well.
Yeah. And I'm usually, like, excited in a hotel. Like, my body moves more because I'm happy or something.
You can't sleep. You're like, I'm so excited to do whatever I'm doing tomorrow. Something about being in a hotel is, like...
The greatest
thing. It's fun. I don't know why. Like, it's so dumb. It's like to, like, go to a hotel and be like, this is fun. It's like, what's fun about it? You're just sleeping in a strange room. That's all you're doing. But you're like...
You've got a little soap that will, like, give you dandruff if you use it.
And you got this $8 thing of tequila that you could, like, buy that you can steal from the bar, the little mini bar. I hate those mini bars, though. They're so evil. Have you, like... accidentally taken something from the mini bar and got charged for it before?
Yeah, of course.
They like have these like set, they're like high tech now. Like the rest of your room is like really low tech, but the mini bar, they've like made advances in the tech. So like the most recent one I've been to is they have like those bottles of water that used to be complimentary, but now they charge.
They trick you. They're in a separate area.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking
about. But what I've noticed is there's a hotel I was at. They're in a separate area. Like, they're near the mini bar, but they're not at the mini bar. And underneath the water, there are these little pads that, like, sense if you've taken the water off of it or not. So, like, I picked one up to, like, look at it. And I realized that there's a sensor. I was like, oh, shit. So I, like, put it back. And I got charged for that water. I had to, like, complain that I didn't actually drink it. But it's because you pick it up that it like no, it's like, oh, the water's gone, you know, charge for it or whatever.
Yeah, that's like Indiana Jones. You have to you have to like you have to use the sack of sand. And it releases the mason boulder anyway, and you still have to, like, run with your water.
I should do that next time I go to a hotel to, like, try to do the swap. And be like, all right, how much is this water bottle away? Like, buy another water bottle before you get there to, like, weigh it and, like, gauge the weight of it. Mm-hmm. And then... Wait, that's like the dumbest thing. I was gonna be like, and then swap that one, but then like
you're not like profiting. You need to get a bag of sand that weighs the same amount.
But you need to buy another water bottle preemptively, like a cheap one, to like gauge the weight of that one, and then fill a bag of sand up to be similar.
Like great value brand water, right, so that you like... can steal the Fiji.
Exactly. And then you're like, and then you like do the swap and you hope no one notices. The problem with this plan is if room service like notices, then they'll just charge you for the Fiji anyway, and it'll be like $10 or something.
I'm pretty sure they'll charge you even more too, because you tried to like
the tricking them clause or whatever.
Yeah, you're not allowed to trick people, I think, like that.
I don't like the sensors. I think it's a little dishonest though. Because you don't really know that that's how they track it until you take it off, and then you're like, oh, shit, I just wanted to, like, look.
Yeah.
You know?
Like sometimes they have the little fancy bottles of liquor that are neat to look at.
Right? Exactly. Like there's one place I went to that had, like, this nice bottle of wine, and I was like, ooh. And I picked it up, and I, like, looked at it. And there was a sensor under it, and I was like, oh, shit. And I, like, put it back. Luckily, I did not get charged for it, because I think room service probably, like, noticed that I, like, didn't buy it or whatever. But, like, if I did, that would have been, like, $50, you know, for, like, me picking up a bottle of wine accidentally just to look at it. Like, they don't tell you that's how they do it, you know?
Why not just have the maid do a tally at the end?
That's what they used to do. I really don't know.
Is it because, like, you could buy little minis at the store afterwards and restock it, and it's cheaper that way or something? Maybe.
Even then, that doesn't make sense, because you could just put the minis back on the pads, and the maids would just be like, oh, he didn't, like, do it. He must have picked it up and put it back. Like, you could still do the little mini thing with the pads. Because I'm assuming with the pads, if they're smart and honest, they have to double check anyway, you know, they have to make sure that, like, oh, this one activated, let's check to make sure they took that, okay, they did, let's charge them, and then, okay, they didn't, you know, let's not charge them or whatever, like, there's still that step there, you know?
You know what their security software probably does? Because our door security software has a setting that does this, is it's, like, stays unlocked for a duration once you pick it up. And as long as you return it within, like, 20 minutes, you're fine.
Then with the same, like, weight or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it's fine. That's probably... I would hope so. This is one of those examples of, like... Have you ever, like... This happens to me all the time. I, like, second-guess the mechanics of how things work to the extent of, like, I'm trying to, like, understand the proper protocol. But in reality, the designers of this technology are assuming that you're an idiot, like, the consumer's an idiot, and they, like, don't want you to know about it, but, like, because of my inquisitive way, I'm, like, second-guessing it, and then I just screw things up, like, more that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because, you know, usually when you're testing something, you have to, like, push the limits a little bit.
Right.
Like, do it slightly wrong so that, like, you can understand
how it works. For example, with, like, the wine thing, I almost did this, like, I picked up a bottle of wine and saw that it had a pad, and at this point I already knew about the pads, so I, like, immediately put it down, but then, since I knew how it worked, I was like, oh, maybe I didn't put it down right, and, like, right, correctly, so I, like, picked it up again, and I, like, pushed it down, like, two or three times to make sure the thing would register that it's back, but, like, thinking about this in my brain, like, 10 minutes later, I was like, I might have fucked it up even more, because I was trying to, like, make sure that the software knew that I had, like, returned it, but in reality, the designers are probably accounting for people not knowing what the hell is going on, but, like, I'm overthinking it, so, like, I'm screwing myself more. you know.
Like you're jamming it into the sensor, possibly breaking it.
Because I'm like, I don't want this to be on my tab at the end of the thing.
They don't have like lights too that let you know that it's back on safely.
There should be a light because they don't assume that people are thinking about how these things work, you know. Mm. They're just assuming people are picking up and putting it down. Me, I want the damn light because for the rest of my stay, I swear to God, I was stressing about, like, did I accidentally buy that $50 bottle of wine? Like, did I? I don't know. Maybe I did. And then later on, like, the bill came and I was fine, but I was annoyed at that. I was, like, prepared to give the hotel a bad review, like, if they charged me for the wine. I would have, like, complained and got it scratched off, but still, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just overthink things like that all the time. Because I'm, like, curious enough how things work. So I have to, like you said, like, test it, push it to the limit, and figure out, like, the mechanics.
Yeah, I do that too.
It's annoying. Oh, well. So what's been going on this week, Batsnax?
So I almost died this week.
What happened?
Are you okay? Right before the show. Yeah, I'm okay. So, like, okay. We didn't do a show last week because you were sick. And then week I got sick. But fortunately, I'm okay now. Mm-hmm. So, like, earlier this week, I went and I ate at Whataburger, right?
I got the jalapeno burger. The best restaurant, sure.
Yeah, their jalapeno burger's delicious.
It is. I can confirm that.
I ate it. After eating it...
How many jalapeno burgers have you had from Whataburger before?
It's just what to I've give people always context. Ordered there.
So, like, it's a standby. You've had it before.
Yeah, I eat jalapenos all the time on different stuff. It's not usually an issue for me.
This isn't a weird thing you ordered, like, once.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to try jalapenos today. I'm going to get one of them jalapeno burgers.
All right. Anyway.
Anyway, so I got home after eating it and started to feel violently ill. And then, of course, got sick. And, like, normally that would have been fine, but... I started, like, vomiting blood everywhere.
That is not good.
Like some kind of horror movie.
That's not good at all.
And I was, at the time, like, okay, this is it. This is the end of my life. I'm going to die. My body is dead.
What goes through your mind when that happens? Because I've only been in, like, an I'm dying moment, like, once, and I wasn't very old. Like, I didn't know the magnitude of it yet, you know?
I like, was thinking, if, like, go ahead. Just... In retrospect, really stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like what? Give me an example.
Like, to give an example, I was in my apartment at the time, and I was like, I wonder if I should clean up, because I might die in like 5 minutes. Like, and I don't want people to think I was messy.
I was a slob. Yeah. Like, here lies Batsnax. He was a slob.
He had a messy room.
He had a messy apartment. What we know about him was he was messy.
No, because, like, all right, so immediately after it happened, I did the worst thing I could have possibly done, which was I looked up on Google what it means when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Google, of course, told me that, yeah, you're going to die, like, real soon.
Like, you got, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. Like, all of your organs are shutting down. You're having the worst reaction possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I was okay.
But then you convinced yourself that you were actually dying.
No, but I was totally convinced that, mm-hmm. like, Google, the amazing oracle sure. that I get all of my information from, told me I'm dying. I'm definitely
so
dying.
So did you go to the hospital?
Not right away. Because
you thought you were dying. So you're like, I'll just let myself die.
No, that's not what I was thinking. I was like, so I'm probably dying. Uh-huh. But if I'm not, I don't want to have to pay for the ER. Because it's really expensive.
So basically, you were like, if I'm dying, I'm probably just gonna die. Yeah, but if I'm not dying, I should stay home because I don't want to have to
pay. Save money.
So you're really like min-maxing this whole thing, huh?
That was my actual thought process was, okay, if I go to the hospital, this is gonna, like, if I'm really dying, it's not gonna expensive. Be cheap to fix this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I waited a while, mm-hmm. and while I did, I cleaned up my apartment, because, you know, I didn't want people to think I was a messy person.
You're in death. Sure. Yeah.
And eventually, I was sick again, and, like, threw up more blood, and was like, okay,
time
we need to go to the hospital.
Because I'm not dead, and this is still happening, which means that there's a chance that they could save my life, and also maybe it's not life-threatening.
Yeah, so, like, vomiting blood once wasn't enough to convince me to go to the ER, but twice I was twice. Like, yeah, we can...
So, yeah, what ended up happening?
The ER. So I went to the ER, and there's the concierge lady, and I just...
concierge.
I don't know what she's called. That's
the way called. Call. Sure, the no, nurse. I gotcha. Yeah. The receptionist or whatever.
Yeah, I told her, excuse me, ma'am, I think I'm pretty sure I'm dying.
Blah, 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 yeah. Uh-huh.
I was throwing up blood, and she's like, uh-huh. Oh, we'll get you checked out. And she, like, wasn't worried at all.
Mm-hmm. They never are.
Yeah.
They always pretend that whatever you have is fine.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, I had an ER experience once that was, like, life-threatening, but, like, it wasn't... I didn't know it was life-threatening at the time.
Yeah.
And they, like, played it off like it was no big deal, and then afterwards I realized, like, oh, shit, if I didn't go to the ER, that would have been real bad.
Yeah.
But they didn't tell me that during, like, the ER visit, because they don't want you to freak out. So I think they just take the same, like, very calm approach to, like, literally everything.
Detached. Like, you're not special. We see this all the time.
So, like, even if you were dying with the coughing up blood, I think they would have been the same thing. Like, oh, we'll get you checked out. It's like, you might be dying. I don't know. Like, but we can't, you know, we don't want to freak you out because it's just going to make it worse or whatever. So
that makes sense.
They always do that. It's a weird thing.
I was conscious that they were probably doing that, so I kept asking all of the nurses that would come in, like, listen, like, just tell me straight.
Am I dying?
You can tell me I'm dying, right? Like, I'm definitely going to die, right?
Like, you can be straight with me.
Yeah. And they would be like, no, actually, I think, you know, we're going to run some tests and you'll be okay. And I'd be like, sure, yeah. And I'd like...
You, like, wink at them, like, gotcha.
Yeah, I'll be fine, I bet.
Was anyone there with you?
No, because, I don't know, I have a bad habit of not wanting to worry people.
About your death? Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't call anybody, but...
Like, I don't need to worry my parents about my death.
I'm not good
like
at that. Dealing with crises.
Sure. That's fair. Next time you think you're dying, you should probably let somebody know. Just let them... It doesn't have to be me. Just somebody that you know and can be supportive,
well, I didn't know that I was pretty sure, but I didn't know.
Like, well, next time you're pretty sure, just call somebody that you know, call a family member,
yeah,
you know, loved one, something
that's
like that.
That's probably good advice, and, just,
you know.
I don't know. I'm just... That's just how
I don't want to worry them about my death, about my impending death. Yeah. They got enough on their plates right now.
They probably had to work today.
They're probably sleeping. I don't want to bother them. You know, what time was this?
It was like an all-day thing.
No, but like, when did you go to the hospital? Like, what time?
So, I went in the middle of the day. I had skipped work.
Uh-huh, because you felt really bad.
Yeah, and I didn't get out until, like, night.
Mm-hmm. And you feeling okay now?
I feel okay now. They gave me some, like, just antacids. Apparently, I just have, like... really bad acid reflux suddenly.
People get that. It's so weird. You're about to turn 30, so that's like when it happens.
Yeah, my birthday is in like a month. That's just...
Yeah, this is your body telling you, like, hey, you're getting old.
You can't FYI. Eat spicy food anymore.
Like, I had a friend, I told you about this before the show, but like, I had a friend who like ate jalapenos like and like spicy food all the time, like every day. And then randomly, one day, he had, like, jalapeno poppers from, like, some bar. And he started, like, throwing up and, like, feeling like he was going to die. And it turns out, he's just like, oh, yeah, you got really bad indigestion. You got really bad acid reflux. And he's like, I've never had that before. And they're like, oh, yeah, it just happens sometimes. It just starts.
Yeah.
It's just, like, out of the blue. Like, one day, you can eat whatever you want. The next day, if you eat, like, 1 ounce of grease and, like, some spice, you're just going to die. You know, like, immediately. It's like... I don't know. It's your body's way of congratulating you for reaching 30 years old.
You have unlocked the achievement acid reflux disease.
Right? Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is. Well, I hope you can eat spicy foods again, but I don't know. It's going to be tough. We'll see.
Yeah, the doctor said something really funny when I was about to leave. Mm. He was like, so it could just be stress. And I was like, I beg your pardon? Like,
it's a thing. I know you're laughing at that, but, like, it's weird. It's stress has some weird... It affects people differently. I don't know.
It can make you throw up blood, so be careful out there.
Are you stressed out?
I don't think I am.
See, that's the thing with me that I don't know. I'm, like, I'm such an anxious person, like, all the time, that I don't know if I'm stressed or not. Because I feel the same all the time. So I could literally be stressed 24/7, and I wouldn't know it because this is my, like, this is my normal thing. You know what I mean?
I don't want to consider myself an anxious person because, I don't know, I just don't like to admit stuff like that. Sure. But I think there are, there's evidence that I might be an anxious person.
I'm a very anxious person. And I can admit that I'm very anxious. I, like, think about the stupidest things all the time. Very, very, like, benign things, like, make me anxious. So, like, I'm probably stressed, like, all the time. And I just don't know it because that's just what I am all the time. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's weird. I'll get stressed about small, small details. Like, if I'll have, like, something that I need to do, like, in a day or whatever. And that's, like, a very small thing, but it's, like, kind of important. I'll, like, that's all I will be able to think about for, like, the next 2 days. Until that's done, I won't be able to, like, think about anything else.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. But that's, I don't know. I'm a stressful person.
That's kind of how I operate, too. Like, I prefer to get stuff done immediately and not have to think about it.
Yeah, me too. But then the problem is, like, some things you can't do immediately. You have to wait. Like, if you're meeting with someone or you're, like, have a something at work that, like it's time sensitive, but, like, it can only happen during the specific block of time. You know, it's like, okay, I have to do that. This is, like, my big thing this week or in the next couple days. And it happens on Tuesday. And so, like, Monday, I'm, like, useless. I can't do anything because I'm thinking about this thing happening on Tuesday. Yeah. And then Tuesday, it's, like, if it's at, like, 3 in the afternoon, like, the whole day is just me preparing mentally to, like, just do this thing at 3 in the afternoon. And then once it's over, it's fine. But,
and
like,
then I generally find a way to forget about it right around when it's about to happen.
And then you're like, oh, shit, I need to do this right now.
Yeah.
That's just the kind of, I don't know. It's terrible. But that's the kind of person I am. But anyway, yeah, stress and or spicy foods is the killer. Probably mostly spicy foods, but stress could be a factor. I don't know. And then the doctors always give you advice. Well, eliminate stress in your life. And you're like, how the hell do I do that?
Like, you're like, thanks, doctor.
I don't even know if I have stress, but I don't. How would I even know how to eliminate it? I don't know. Like, get a new life. Do a different. Move to Canada and live in a log cabin or something, right?
It would probably help.
That would probably stress me out in its own unique way, though.
Yeah, moving is stressful.
Well, and once you're in the log cabin, you're like, okay, tomorrow I have to gather firewood or I'm going to die.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, that's going to stress me out a lot.
I'm going to think, you know, like, wow, what am I going to do when I turn 70 and I can't get firewood?
I can't catch the hare anymore. Like, what are you going to do? Okay, we're going to try something new on this episode of the show, and that is, every 20 minutes or so, instead of doing trivia at the end of the show, we're going to do trivia every 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And the idea of that is, I don't know, we're just trying it out. So, today, you have three different trivia questions, but you're going to get the first one right now. Are you very excited for this?
I'm very excited for this. It's the trivia minute.
It'll probably take longer than a minute, but, you know, we're going to call it the trivia minute anyway because I like where your head's at.
The trivia express.
The trivia express. It's like Taco Bell.
It's like
Bell
a train. I don't know.
No, it's like the first thing that came to my mind was like Taco Bell Express. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like it's like the quick pickup. You know, like you just grab it and go kind of thing. Oh, the trivia grab and go. The trivia, you know.
We'll workshop like it, yeah.
It's like in the mall, and you just, like, take one really fast, and, like, trivia to go.
Trivia to go is good.
All right, your lifelines. You have to choose all your lifelines now, because that's how the rules are. 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 40-second Ask, 60-second Info, Please, 50-50 Monty Hall, Phone a Friend, Ask Rando, or Rhyme Time, what would you like?
Okay, I'm going to choose Monty Hall, Info Please, and 50-50.
Okay, your first trivia question of the show is, categories food. Who was the long-lost fourth member of the Rice Krispies gang consisting of Snap, Crackle, and Pop? You know Snap, Crackle, and Pop?
Yeah.
They had a fourth member that almost made it to the big leagues, but never did. His name was A, bang. C, A, bang. B, pow. C, boom. Or D, Allen.
Snap, crackle, pop, and there's Allen, too.
And Allen. He's like the nutritional like nut. He's like really into like the all the ingredients and stuff. He like wears glasses.
He he did like a semester at a really good nutrition school and dropped out to like release Rice Krispies treats.
To be part of the gang.
So like he's not a very good nutritionist, but no. Like he's the best they have.
He's got some credentials. Yeah. Like, he could have finished out and probably got a decent job, but, like, the Rice Krispie group was like, we really need a fourth person, like a fourth elf or whatever the hell they are.
Yeah.
And he's like, they're like, you look good, Allen. And he's like, all right, I'll do it.
He describes himself as, like, a college alumni, because technically he went there, but, like, he doesn't have a real degree.
When he dropped out.
Anyway, it says bang, pow, what was it?
Bang, pow, boom, or Allen.
Right, well, I'm going to Monty Hall this one and lock in Allen, because I don't think it's Allen.
Why not? It's either pow or Allen.
Okay, I'm going to go with pow, final answer.
Pow is correct, good job.
Nice.
How did you know it was an Allen?
I
you had a feeling.
Because nothing can be that good.
I imagine Allen is like, you know Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Mm-hmm.
You know Simon, like the nerdy one or whatever?
Yeah, the blue one?
Yeah, the blue one. Like, that's how I imagine Allen.
Yeah, maybe. Same.
Have you noticed that Alvin and the Chipmunks and the Rice Krispies people, like, look exactly, like, they're very similar looking.
I don't know as much about the Rice Krispie men, elf people.
They kind of look like elves, but they don't really look. I mean, I don't know their personalities either, but like I know what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they look like Alvin and the Chipmunks. They're a similar looking kind of people.
Do they have different colored hats? I've never looked too closely.
Yes, they do. They do.
Yeah.
They all have different color. Like they all have a different ensemble, like a wardrobe. Crackle's got like a beanie thing. Like a dreadlock beanie, if you know.
Okay,
what I
mean. Shaggy.
I think he's the hippie. Mm-hmm. And then Snap has like a chef hat, so he's like the chef. And then Pop is wearing like a marching band outfit. Like I don't know what that's about.
It kind of sounds like it could be a hip hop group.
They do look like they look like they could like I don't they look like they could be a hip hop group for sure.
Because, you know, usually, like, in hip-hop, you know, the chef is, like, he's the guy that, like, cooks the drugs, right?
Sure.
And then the hippie one is maybe the charismatic one.
Yeah, he would be, like...
He's the lyricist.
He's the lyricist, and then...
The marching band one does all the beats.
He's, like, the beat guy.
Yeah.
And he's kind of, like... He's, like, Flea of the Chili Peppers. Like, he's, like... He can front when he needs to.
Yeah.
He can, like, front the band or whatever. And then there's Allen, and he's, like, in the back working on the synths and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's, like, not in the spotlight. He's, like... He's spinning, you know?
He's cooking up some...
Some jams. Mm-hmm. He's spinning and working the synths in the back. Like, there's, like, a big, like, black light on him so people can't really see it. There's, like, a lot of fog. And he's just kind of in the back, you know, pushing knobs and stuff.
Kellogg should have gone with this story. I think this would have been really interesting.
You know what? It wouldn't surprise me if sometime in the 90s, they, like, rebranded and they tried to make them, like,
they tried to make them.
I would not be surprised. Would you?
No, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I'm looking at pictures of them, and they've gone through a number of iterations. There's this one, like, 3D render of all of them.
Oh, no.
And they're very elf, like, they're very elfish in this one.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like it was rendered in, like, the early 2000s. You know, like, it looks like a VeggieTales kind of era.
Yeah.
You know, like, render or whatever, if that makes sense.
It makes sense.
But, I don't know. I think they could have done, like, a hip-hop thing or Maybe like a boy band kind of thing. Well, I mean, you know?
Here's how you brand it. Like, you know, the snap, crackle, pop, that's like music, right?
Yeah,
and
no.
And hip-hop is like music, so...
Yeah, they could have totally done it.
Yeah, you gotta sample the snaps and crackles and pops and make...
And like, then Alan is just like their producer. Like, he makes like the beats, you know? Yeah, this is perfect, I think. It makes sense to me. Anyway, they're just really... I don't know. I think Kellogg's could do some more with them. To make them, like, you know, 21st century, like, millennialize them, if you will.
Yeah, contact us at contact@timebatshow.com if you would like us.
To update. I think Pop could be, like, obsessed with his phone. Like, he's on Instagram a lot, you know? And then Crackle is, like, really into, like, gluten-free stuff, even though he's the Rice Krispies. It doesn't really make sense.
No, he's like he's the nutraceutical guy.
He's the vegan of the group.
Yeah.
And then Snap is kind of like a bro. You know, he's kind of like, he kind of goes with the flow, you know.
Yeah. I don't know which ones are which, but I can look up their pictures later.
Pop is the band leader one. Crackle is like the hippie looking one. And Snap is like the chef one. So Pop would be like the flashy Instagram one. And Crackle's going to be, like, the healthy, you know, hippie kind of, you know, he's, like, into, like, kale and stuff like that. All right, moving on. What else is going
Speaking
on today?
Speaking of kale, I saw this hilarious Wall Street Journal article right before we started.
What's that?
So, it's, like, really long, and I didn't read it, but the gist of it is, the headline is, "A Big Gulp of Kale Juice."
Oh, no thank you.
No thank you. 7-Eleven struggles to catch fresh food wave.
So 7-Eleven is branching into like the nutrition food craze or whatever?
I think what they're trying to say is that since 7-Eleven has been slow to add kale and things that people who enjoy kale would like.
Yeah.
That they're falling behind in the convenience store industry.
Oh, really?
They're showing a bar graph, and it says that cigarettes, candy, chocolate bars, and carbonated soft drinks are all down.
Wow.
There are negative numbers in this chart.
At 7-Eleven?
At convenience store sales. I don't know where they're getting this information.
Am I, like, the only, like, fat ass left in the world, then? Because, like, I'm buying this stuff all the time still.
You know me, dude. I love my gas station sodas.
Like, if I stop by a gas station, sometimes I'm like, I don't need gas, but I can really go for a 32-ounce Dr. Pepper right now or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe. I think everyone is just becoming more health conscious.
It says that enhanced water is way up. I don't know what that means.
Oh, my God. It's like, have you ever had, like, what the hell is that sparkling water stuff?
Oh, I like sparkling water.
What the hell? You know, the ones with, like, the flavors. What the hell is that called?
Is it a LaCroix?
LaCroix, thank you. Yeah.
I don't buy
that's
that.
That's really popular.
That's not what you buy at a gas station.
No. If you're getting LaCroix, go to the grocery store and get like a, you know, 12-pack or something.
Yeah, for cheaper.
Don't get that at the gas station, dude. The gas station, you go to spend 49 cents on like a jumbo gulp or whatever.
Yeah, whatever the giant gulp is. And
have you?
Sometimes you get beef jerky.
Have you noticed that the largest size at the gas station is sometimes cheaper than the smaller one?
Yeah.
Do they do that just to, like be annoying? Like, they're just like, we know you won't. Just do it. Just do it. Do they do that on purpose?
Well,
like, they have nothing to gain from making that cheaper, you know?
Maybe it's like a... It's like, maybe it works out in the end somehow. Like,
it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I don't know.
They make more, but I guess...
But it makes no sense. It's like... It would make more sense if it's like, okay, the biggest one is like 5 cents more... Is only 5 cents more than the second biggest. And then it's like, oh, you might as well upgrade, right? Like, it's only 5 cents. But then it's like, oh, it's actually 10 cents less to do the biggest one. Like, what do you, like, why even offering the other ones? Like, what's the point of even okay. having the other cup?
So, like, I've never gotten smaller than whatever the biggest cup is.
Right? I think I've done, like, the second biggest and the jumbo. I've never done, like, the smaller.
Think about this. So, when you order cups, usually you save if you buy a ton of cups at the same time.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't want to buy a bunch of small cups because people aren't going to buy that anyway.
Right.
So just having the option to have a small cup costs you more money.
Then why offer it then? I guess because people want it.
Because there's some people, this is going to sound bad. Some like grandma can't drink a big gulp.
Well, then just get the big gulp and throw it away. Who cares? This bothers me. Like if you sell less food for less money, or sorry, if you sell less food for more money, just like buck it up and like fucking eat the bigger one and just throw it away when you're done. Doesn't make sense to me. Like, so that means someone's going to the 7-Eleven. They're looking at all the options. They see the 32-ounce that's like, I don't know, 50 cents. They see the big one that's like 48 cents or like whatever. And then they see the two smalls that are like 60 cents. And they're like, I don't want that much, so I'm going to spend more money and get a smaller cup. Like, why? Who is doing this? Like, if you do this, you're a dumbass. Like, don't do that. You're being
just
stupid.
Get the big cup, damn.
Just get the big one. Give half of it to like a homeless person or something. I don't
care.
Like,
here's my
come big on. Cup. Chug half of it and then give it to a homeless person. Like, I don't know. Just, you're wasting money. You're just wasting money. This is a problem I have with food all the time, though. It's like, I get a big size because it just doesn't make sense economically to me get, like, a smaller one.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, so much, it's not cheaper enough to, like, warrant it, you know?
Yeah, like, Publix has very good sandwiches that are a good example of this. It costs like $5 for half a sub and like $6 for a whole sub.
It's like, it doesn't make sense to not get the whole sub. Like, you're robbing yourself of food for not getting the whole sub. It just doesn't make sense.
Like, a lot of people maybe can't finish a whole Publix sub. They're big. They're giant sandwiches.
Sure.
But
you know what I would say to them? I would say, great, eat half of it now. Put the other half in the fridge, and then eat it, in, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I know, that's what I do, too. Makes sense. You're spending one extra dollar to have, like, a free meal in 24 hours.
Yeah. There are people, though, that they just want that half.
It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense to me. They just want that, and they're like, I don't care how much I have to pay more for the amount of food I want, but that's what I want.
What is it like to have the that end. Kind of brain that's just like, you can
I don't
actually
know.
Buy half
like,
a sub?
That makes no sense. Like, I can never, like, if, you know, like, the phrase, like, walk, like, oh, go in their frame of mind or whatever, like, you know, try to walk in their shoes. Like, I can't even imagine the thought process that goes through their head, because it's so foreign of a concept.
Yeah, it's totally alien to me. I don't understand it at all.
Like, okay, you could either spend $5 and get this small amount, spend $6 and get this much bigger amount that you can just, like, save and eat later. Why wouldn't you do that? And then some people are like, oh, I don't want to bother with that, so I'm going to spend basically more money to get less stuff. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I don't know, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I do the same thing with, like, jars of mayonnaise and cream cheese and all that, too, though. Like, I just get the giant one. And
because why not? Like, there's no reason to get the small one.
Yeah.
The only reason to get small ones is if you're not going to go through all that fast enough and it's going to go bad.
Yeah.
Right.
I've had the same jar of mayonnaise for, like, a year.
It doesn't go bad, though. But, like, peanut butter, just get the big... Like, who is buying these small things of peanut butter? Just get the giant peanut butter, because... You're gonna use all that peanut butter.
You need it.
You need it. It never goes bad. Just, like, stir it around if it gets oily or whatever. But, like, just get the giant one. Why
you're
are you
gonna
getting
use
small
it eventually?
One? It's like 30 cents more for the giant one. Just buy the giant one. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I agree.
I mean, you see people getting these, like, mini things of peanut butter. It's like, what are you making, one sandwich? And then you're like, I'm never eating peanut butter again. It just doesn't make
Yeah, I think honey is probably the worst offender, because honey, like, literally has a shelf life of, like, 100,000
of, like, a million years. So, like, you don't need to buy small honey. There are mummies
in honey that haven't decomposed yet. Like,
if the mummy came to life and woke up, and it'd be like, honey's still good in here.
It'd be its first meal.
It literally, like, doesn't ever go bad.
Never.
Like, you could take it to, like, the moon. And then, like, I don't know why I said that. That doesn't make any sense. You could bury it in the ground. You could bury it on the moon. And then, like, 1,000 years, an astronaut could go find it. And they'd be like, it's honey. And they'd eat it and it'd be fine. Because it's honey. It never goes bad. Now, that's a good example.
Just, like, the coolest thing in the world to me. I don't know why honey, like, does that.
It is really cool. Yeah. It's one of the very few foods that just, like, never goes bad. It's very strange.
I've read the Wikipedia article on honey, just because that's something that I do. And it says that,
I'm gonna read that too.
Microorganisms just don't like it for whatever reason.
Oh, that's so weird. Even so they, like, don't sugar. So they can't they don't spoil it because they don't get into it because they don't want to. Interesting. Yeah, I'm fascinated by honey too. I love honey.
Me too. Like, honey's great.
Honey is delicious. I think I like it more because I know it doesn't go bad. There's something cool about eating it. Like, this is...
It's like the food of the gods or something.
Food of the gods. The nectar of the gods. Yeah. Nature's miracle or whatever. It's made in such a weird way that, like, doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But, like, it's somehow delicious and it has, like, a lot of nutrients in it. Like, it's really good for you and tasty. And it never goes bad. It's like the perfect food, if you think about it. Like,
nothing about bees makes any sense.
But it is like the perfect food, if you think about it. Like, it's good for you, it never goes bad, and it tastes great. Like, I can't think of any other foods that fit those three requirements.
If you try to take the honey, you'll get stung by the bees. That's pretty true. Much the
getting point. That's the real drawback. Yeah. Is like you have to get through bees in order to get the honey. It's so good. It's guarded by like a swarm of insects, of bees. I don't know. But honey is a good example. I always get the giant jars, and then I never run out. Like, I haven't bought honey in like 5 years because I don't.
You've got the big bear. That's
I think I've bought honey more recently because I've ran out because I use honey a lot. But, like, honey lasts a while. I mean, not, like, go bad. I mean, like, you don't use a whole lot of honey in every... Like, you just a little dollop or whatever in your tea or whatever. But, yeah, the big bear of honey.
Something about honey. Want to do some Reddit questions? Or would you rather?
No, I want to do one more trivia really quick because we're at that time.
Oh, yeah, we can do another trivia.
We've wasted so much time talking about Snap, Crackle, and Pop. You know, it's good in Rice Krispies, by the way, honey.
Yeah, it is.
FYI. Honey's really good in cereal. Anyway, all right, your next question is food. Let's get this one quickly so we can get into Reddit. All right. So the USDA has a Food and Safety Inspection Service. And, you know, they're weird, and they, like, have all these weird names for foods and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they allow this specific term to denote a product that is, quote, in the shape of a wing or bite-sized appetizer, but that contains no wing meat. So, like, when you think of, like, a wing at a restaurant, you get wings or whatever, right? And you eat them.
Like B-dubs.
They have B-dubs. They have, like, frozen versions of those, right? Mm-hmm. And they can call them this term, that are technically not wings, but they can call them this term to make it sound like they're wings when they're actually not. And the FDA, the USDA has this specific term for them. Are you with
me? Yeah, I'm with you.
Here? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, if you go, you buy these bite-sized wing-like appetizers at the store. They are called A, wingers, B, wings, spelled W-Y-N-G-Z, C, drumsticks, or D, wangs.
Well, I've never seen any of these in the wild.
Well, they exist. I saw a picture of them. There's one that was like DiGiorno, and it was like pizza and blank.
I don't think you can call them wangs. That's not a good name for that.
Just saying. Pizza and wangs.
That's my favorite.
It sounds like I'm not going to say that.
What does it sound like?
You know what it sounds like. I don't need to tell you. Yeah,
it sounds like a penis.
It sounds like a porn movie is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Pizza and Wings.
Ooh, that's gross. So, I just got... Ooh, okay.
Yeah, you got it now. Wingers, wings, drumsticks, or wangs?
I think it's wings. W-Y-N-G-Z.
That sounds so, like... Like, 2000s, you know, yeah. Doesn't it?
It does.
Like, they, like, came up with that in, like, 2003. Like, wings! And there's, like, the commercials, like, a guy skateboarding, like, eating one at the same time or whatever. Listening to, like, Linkin Park.
He's hanging 10 on his longboard while he's skateboarding.
I thought he was, wait, he's surfing and skateboarding at the same time.
He does, like,
a... It's like a montage. Yeah. It's a montage of him doing extreme sports while eating wings.
Yeah.
He, like, surfs, skateboards... Rollerblade.
Yeah, gotta have rollerblades.
What's another one? Scooter. What's another like early 2000s extreme sport that everyone was into? He's using the yo-yo at like one point.
While he's doing it. That's amazing.
Wings! Now at a store near you. And then like he gets home. And his mom's like, I got your wings
ready.
And he's got all his accoutrements still attached, like his helmet and stuff. He doesn't take any of it off, and he just starts chowing down.
And
on
all
the
of
wings.
His friends are like in the family room, and they like play video games after.
And then he like brings a tray of wings, and they're like, "Your mom's the best, Steve." And he's like, "Thanks, I know it." And then the mom looks over and like smiles, and she's like, "And it's like choosy moms choose wings." So A, wingers, B, wings, C, drumsticks, D, wangs. Your mom's the best, Steve.
And she's like, she does like that knowing smile, like the, I'm the best mom. I bought
she's
wangs.
Like, I am the best mom. I am the best. It's like Tyson, the brand, or whatever. You know.
All right, I think it's wings. I think I'm just going to go with that one, final answer.
Really? Wings, final answer? Wings is correct. Nice. Way to, like... Think that one through. Like, I literally can see that commercial, like, crystal.
Oh, yeah, same. But I've never actually seen wings called that.
Me neither. Yeah. I think we're just looking at the wrong section of the grocery store.
I don't want to go to whatever section of the grocery store that is.
I'm ready for Reddit or Would You Rather or whatever the hell we're up to now.
Okay. Let's do some Would You Rather, I guess.
Let's do it.
Would you rather twerk for a month or be stuck in a relationship?
Ooh. Like, are we talking about a bad relationship?
Yeah, I think if you're stuck, then it's bad.
Okay. Because, like, stuck in a... Yeah, I got you. So, stuck in a bad relationship or twerk for a month? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll twerk for a month. Sure. Get that out of the way.
That's a lot of twerking.
It's a lot, but, like, I can do it in my own home, you know? I don't need to do it in public. I don't know. Maybe that's against the rules.
It kind of sounds like you just kind of have to do it a lot.
So, like, you're at the Arby's.
Twerking away.
You're just there. Like, can I help you? And you're like, yes, one second. I got to twerk a little more. And then you're like, all right, I'll have a double...
Bacon and cheddar or something.
Double, beef and cheddar. Double beef and cheddar, please. That sounds bad.
It sounds horrible. I think
I'd still do it, though, because, I don't know, stuck in a bad relationship sounds awful. That's, like, forever, you know? You can't escape. Your life is being sucked into this black hole.
Maybe you have to twerk, though, in the relationship, too. Maybe that's what makes it bad.
Oh, well, and that's the case, then I guess I'll... Well, no, then I would twerk for a month still.
Oh, yeah,
because then it's only 1 month of twerking. What would you do?
I would twerk for a month.
You would?
Yeah, for sure.
So, if I had to twerk for a month, I would contain myself to my home as much as possible. You know, and if you're doing it too, we'll just, you know, we'll get together and we'll put on some Gurdon music and we'll figure it out.
It might be fun. Who knows?
It'd be fun for the first hour, and then I was like, oh god, this is torture. You have to listen to like the same dumb songs over and over again, and then eventually they start playing like Ed Sheeran or whatever the hell his name is, and you're like, what? This isn't even music. I can't even listen to this shit.
All right. Would you rather shove a dress in your favorite bear or a bowling cup?
would I shove a bowling cup in the bear or a dress? Is that what the question is?
That's what it said.
Well, then I would say a dress. I feel like that's less painful for the bear.
Yeah, it seems more humane.
I would do whatever is going to make the bear less pissed off at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to get on a bear's
Wasn't
bad
there
side.
An old like nursery rhyme about a bear that was dressed up in a dress?
I think so. Yeah.
I have an image of a bear in a dress. I don't remember
what. You know what? I also have an image, speaking of nursery rhymes, is there a nursery rhyme where like a lion is on like a bowling ball or something like that? You know what I'm talking about? There's like a mattress.
Oh, and the a lion. Princess and the Pea.
Is that right?
Yeah, the story was the way you tell if it's a real princess is if she can tell the difference between a pea and a bowling ball in between her mattress.
How could you not tell the difference between?
Well, I think you like have to notice the pea. That's the tough part.
Yeah, but if I feel a bowling ball, then I'm like, oh, I guess there's no pea there.
Wait, how does this work? Maybe I'm not remembering this correctly.
I think you know. I think there is a better. Yeah, no, I just think you're probably thinking of it weirdly.
Yeah,
I know what you mean though.
That's what I remember.
There's a pea. I think maybe I. Okay, I think it's maybe like. There's a bunch of things in between the bowling ball and the pea, and then you lay on the mattress, and then on the bottom there's either a pea or a bowling ball, and you have to figure out, like, oh, is there a bowling ball or a pea?
I still think we're wrong. It doesn't feel right. Like,
I feel like there's, like, a lion in here, too.
What could possibly
like,
be the moral of this?
I have no idea. To scare little girls at night. Just, that's it. That's the only reason. I feel like there's a lion in here, too, but I might be mixing fables up. If you know, please let us
contact
know at TimeBats. Yeah. At TimeBatsHow on Twitter or contact at TimeBatsHow.com. I don't know where the lion came from. I really don't.
I think he's like the announcer or the narrator or something. He's like the girl's friend.
Doesn't make any sense either. I might be confusing it with a lion and like the paw. Like he has like a thing in his paw and then there's
oh,
like
and a mouse has to
mouse
take
or something. Out, yeah. I don't know.
This we're mixing up all the fairy tales right
we're
now.
Mixing up all literally all right. The fairy tales.
Would you rather a penny of the first secret or poverty in the sky?
I don't know what a penny of the first secret is, but it sounds pretty exciting, so I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah, I think it's then, you get a hundredth of the first secret.
That sounds great. I want to know. I'm too curious to not know what that is.
Yeah. Poverty in the Sky doesn't sound very good, too.
You know, they already made that game. It's called Bioshock Infinite. Sorry.
Nice.
No. Penny the First Secret sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, that...
You get, like, a hundredth of the secret of the universe.
Yeah, it's right? Kind of like Sonic, right? You gotta collect all the pennies of the first secret to unlock
what?
The Chaos Emeralds.
Is that the next Sonic game? That sounds like the title of the Sonic game, like Sonic Penny of the First Secret.
That sounds more like a Shadow the Hedgehog game.
Okay, Shadow the Hedgehog, Penny of the First Secret.
Yeah.
What is Dr. Eggman up to this time? And he's like, I'm getting all the pennies in the world!
I think it's, he like starts a cult, right?
Eggman?
Yeah, it sounds like a cult.
And he's in like a big robe, like a big purple robe. And Big the Cat is there.
Yeah, and he needs to collect all of the pennies of the first secret in order to unlock the secret.
Of the universe.
And Shadow has to race to collect all of the pennies first.
Before Eggman does.
Yeah.
And there's the KO, the things.
The KO Garden. You feed them the pennies, and it, like...
Yes, and then they, like, get big brains, and they, like, know the knowledge of the universe or something.
And the final battle is a race between your KO and Eggman's KO.
Like Chocobo. Yeah. You have to, like, feed him and nurture him and stuff.
Yeah, just like Sonic Adventure.
And at the end... Yeah, and the winner gets the last penny, the final
And at the end, there's, like, a random, like, girl that was in love with Shadow the whole time for some reason.
That kisses him.
Just like there is in every Shadow game.
Right. And she's like, Shadow, you're the best.
And he's like, I'm an animal.
For you.
You're a human. This shouldn't...
She's like, I don't care. You've gotten all the pennies. Kiss me now. And he's like, whatever. And then he does.
He's rollerblades away.
And then, like, the end is, like, Eggman is, like, scheming some new plan or whatever, and he's like, Shadow won this round, but I have another plan, and he has, like, a, He has like a penny making machine.
Oh, and he's gonna manufacture his own pennies.
Yeah. Because, you know, you need the sequel, Pennies of the...
That game never gets released, though, because Shadow Games don't do well.
No. But they would try it. Yeah. See, this would never get released to get that right now. This would be a perfect game to release, like, 2005, 2006. Like, right around, like, the Kingdom Hearts craze time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, when that edgy teenage stuff was big, that would be the prime time for this game.
Like, when Donald and Goofy were supposed to be, like, badass characters.
Like, when that was the cool thing to, like, yeah. This would be the prime candidate. Like, 2005 would be the perfect time for this game to be released.
You could get some wings to sponsor the game, maybe.
Yeah, exactly, wings. Like, that's the game they're playing when the kid gets home from rollerblading.
Of course, yeah.
Like, all the kids are playing. There's, like, a battle mode. They're all, like... It's like the battle mode in Penny the First Secret is it's the grinding mode in Sonic, right? And they're all grinding, but it's like battle grinding. They're like fighting each other on the grinding rails or whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know
about?
What you're talking about.
The grinding was the best part of those 3D Sonic games.
It felt good to do, for sure.
It was fun. It was real fun. But like you could shoot people in this game. You shoot people on the rails
there
and stuff.
To be guns.
Oh, yeah. They shoot like... But, like, it's not bullets, it's like currency. You shoot, like, pennies and nickels at people. Yeah. Stuff like that. I don't
know. All right, let's do...
Penny of the First Secret.
That's a good idea. I like that idea for Shadow.
No, I like it, too. It's a good right. I would play
One
it.
One last Would You Rather.
All right.
Would you rather live with no poverty or live in the world for 50 years?
So if I choose the first one and am I dead?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Well, screw that.
Same.
That's horrible. I don't care though. How would I rather? That doesn't make any sense. So here's the thing that bothers me. The people are all like, "Oh, I'd rather be dead than this bad thing happens." Like, no, you wouldn't. You'd rather be alive because you can't have an opinion if you're dead. So yes, you by definition would rather be alive. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
this
is going
to
sound...
Does that make sense to only me?
No, it makes perfect sense to me. But you know what? I'm going to say something really horrible. Like, I'm not really friends with anyone who's impoverished.
That's a horrible thing
to
say.
I don't know any of those people.
That doesn't affect
not
me
like
at all,
severe
so...
poverty. Not whatever. Like, you know, like have to eat wood.
No.
Poverty. I like how that's my
you eat wood. You know so much about poverty. You're like, they have to eat wood or something,
yeah, that's
right?
What poverty's
like, no, they don't. Because there's like ants in the wood and they get sustenance from them or something.
I don't know how it works. I've never been impoverished.
Me neither. So you'd rather live for 50 years then?
Hell yeah.
Rid the world of poverty.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, me too. That's sad. But like, here's the thing. You can't have an opinion if you're dead. So, like, everyone that says they'd rather die than have a world of poverty is really lying. Because in order to have that opinion, you must be alive. So if you never existed, you wouldn't be able to make that fake decision. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
It makes sense to me.
It makes sense. It makes perfect sense in my brain. So,
it's like very similar in a way to buying half a sub. Like,
it's exactly the same kind of people. Yep, exactly. If you're buying half a sub, you're probably pretending that you would want to die in order to rid the world of poverty. But you're just lying.
Yeah, you're just lying to yourself. You're spending $5 on half a sandwich when you could spend $6 and get a whole
You're lying sandwich. To yourself. You're lying to yourself. I think that's the issue, right? You're being a hypocrite to your own brain.
Yeah.
Have you ever, like, done something and then, like, in order to just make yourself feel like you're a better person than you are, like, oh, yeah, I made the right decision there. You know what I mean?
I have so many good stories. Like,
give me an example.
Oh, this is not a good one.
I want to hear it.
So there was a homeless man outside of Publix.
Is everything with you revolve around Publix
and homeless
or something?
People, yes. It's a big part of my life. Right. I live in Florida. That's where I get all of my food.
Sure. Sure.
Anyway, all so right, there was a homeless man outside of Publix, and I was like, you know what? I could buy him a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I went in, and I bought a sandwich.
Sure.
And when I got out there, I saw him doing something kind of gross. So I just walked right past him, and I ate that sandwich for dinner.
Oh, man, that's amazing. But,
like, I felt good about myself having bought him the sandwich that I ate.
You, like, thought about it. You're like, good job. Except we're not going to give it to him, but good job of the thought. It's the thought.
Right, that him with his sandwich that thought. I bought for him.
What kind of sandwich was this? A sub?
I put thought into this. I figured, you know, turkey is probably the most widely accepted lunch meat.
Turkey is like the glazed donut of sandwiches. Yeah.
So yeah. I wouldn't usually purchase turkey. I prefer roast beef.
Sure, but like everyone likes turkey.
Yeah, I figured, you know, can't go wrong getting him a turkey sandwich.
Turkey sandwich.
Then I saw him outside being gross, and I was like...
What was he doing that was so gross that made you, I don't want to give the sandwich to you anymore?
He's just being homeless. I don't know. He was like,
You don't deserve this sandwich, homeless man. But it's the thought that counts. And you know, you had like a 10-minute window where you were like a good person. Yeah. You know, and you kind of screwed it up at the end. But you know, there's that 10 minutes where your mind was really. Actually a decent human being.
It's like what we were saying about the no poverty. Like, I don't think I lose that 10 minutes just because I didn't give him the sandwich. Like, that's...
No, it's still there. You still can feel good for that about yourself. Because your intention was to give him that sandwich. And only through his ugly, disgusting mistake that he made...
God.
Through no fault of your own, did he not able to get that sandwich. We sound like terrible sociopaths right now. I just want to tell you.
God, what a screwed up story, dude. I bought a homeless man a sandwich and then I ate it. Like,
you should have ate it in front of him. Like, this was meant for you, but then you did something gross. Nom, 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 nom. Was it at least a big sandwich? Did you at least get a large size?
No, I, you know how there's like the whole, the half, and then there's the grab and go ones?
Yeah.
You got to grab and go. I don't usually buy those because they're not technically the best deal.
So you got the cheapest sandwich just for the homeless man.
I didn't want to buy him a full sandwich.
Oh my God. You didn't even give it to him. You're the worst.
I don't know. I'm bad.
I would have done the same thing. I would have probably made an excuse to not give it to him. You know, I've been like, I'm kind of hungry. I'm kind of feeling turkey today, you know. That's
you would have
a change of plans.
If you were there.
Calling an audible. I could really go for this turkey right now. I haven't eaten dinner yet, so, you know, you make excuses. Are you ready for your last and final trivia question?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Your first two categories were food. This time, your category is Disney movies. Okay, so you know Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes.
So they went through a few rejected dwarf names before they settled on the actual seven. We were talking about this last week, I think. Which of these is not one of the rejected seven dwarf names?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but like,
go ahead.
I am feeling that this is going to be racist. I don't know why I feel that.
It's going to be offensive in some degree, I'll tell you that.
I have
right?
a feeling some of these are not going to be okay names for a dwarf to have.
Okay, so one of these is not a name they considered. The rest are actual names they thought of naming the dwarves. Okay, perfect. Are you ready? All right. A, Chesty. B, Hickey. C, Deffy.
God, dude.
And D, Fatty.
Is Deffy like the funny one? He's always like running into stuff because
he's deaf. He can't hear. Deffy the dwarf.
That's not a good name.
Chesty, Hickey, Deffy, or Fatty?
Is Hickey like the redneck?
I guess so. The redneck dwarf. You like that? You have no idea.
No, I have no idea which one it is. I saved a lifeline though. I can look this up on.
Because these are all kind of racist. Yeah. They're all kind of offensive on their own way.
So, it's what are you saying again?
Yeah. Chesty, hicky, deffy, or fatty? Okay.
I'm not even going to bother to look this up on info, please. It's not going to be there.
That's not going to help you. What lifelines do you
have? I think I have 50-50 left.
You do have 50-50, yeah.
Right. So I'll use 50-50 on this one.
Okay. Right. It's either deffy or fatty.
Oh, man. It's like the two worst ones.
So you're looking for the one that is not an actual name they considered. So they did consider Chesty and Hickey. And, yeah, which one of these did they not consider? Deffy or Fatty?
I'm still here, yeah. I have no idea. I think it's Deffy, even though that one is by far the worst.
So you think the correct answer is Deffy? As in, they did not consider it Deffy. So you're saying that Fatty was considered.
No, I think Deffy was opposite. Considered.
You think Deffy, the dwarf, was
considered? Yeah, I really do.
So you think Fatty is the one that isn't part of it?
Well, because here's the thing. I don't think you would make up Deffy. But if you did, you tricked me.
Congrats to me. You think that's over the line is what you're saying?
That's over the line.
That's pretty good logic. I like how you... you wouldn't think of something that offensive.
Yeah, you wouldn't do
that. That's real. But I like that.
Oh, but maybe you would. You're doing a...
Ooh, maybe double, I would. I don't know.
Double switch. I don't know. I think it's Fatty.
Line in front of
final
me.
Answer.
Fatty, final answer. Fatty is correct. Good job. It. Good thought process there. So yeah, Deffy the Dwarf was one they were thinking about. That would not fly right now.
Yeah, you generally don't want to make fun of illnesses that people can't control.
Don't use an illness and then add a Y to the end of it. That's just a bad bad idea. Don't be it's Blindy the Dwarf.
Can we just make this the most offensive episode ever? I just thought of the worst dwarf name.
I want to hear it. Tell me.
Oh, it's not okay.
Just tell me.
Retardy. Oh, jeez.
An hour and no one's gonna get this far, so it's fine. It's fine. Retardy the dwarf. Oh god. That is really, really good.
I'm
offensive.
Sorry.
But it's also really, really funny. Yeah. I kind of want to talk about it,
about retardy.
Because, I have plenty of ideas for what retardy the dwarf consists of.
Oh, yeah, he's an idiot.
I don't want to get emails. All
I
kind of
do want to get in there. It would be the first emails we ever got.
Retardy the dwarf. Isn't there already an idiot dwarf?
Dopey, yeah.
They're all dopey.
He's mute. So he doesn't speak.
Oh, he's mute, yeah.
Not that... I'm not
He's not really...
That's dumb. Not an association. I'm not...
What are you trying to say there,
this
huh?
This is dangerous.
Huh? Oh, this is dangerous. Yeah. All right. Do we have any more Reddits or whatever?
Yeah, I don't. For the did end we even of the show? Get into we?
We didn't even get to Reddits. Look at that. We're already done with trivia. We didn't even get to Reddits.
We can do a couple before we.
Let's go.
This one. Deffy
the dwarf.
Oh, well.
Deffy and retardy. We could have there could be a edgy seven dwarfs, and it would be all offensive names. This would be a Comedy Central thing, you know?
Dude, this is such a good idea, but this isn't.
I mean, I wouldn't put my name anywhere near this thing, but
that's
could
a
work.
Really funny idea.
Isn't it good? I would not be attached to this in any way because it'd be horrible, but it would make money and people would watch
it. Yeah, you could
it.
Take this places. It's been a while since Comedy Central has had a good, really, really edgy humor animated
cartoon show. Right?
South Park is not what it used to be. It's sort of, it's mm-hmm. very middle of the road now.
This could be the new one. So this is it. This is it already. So it's rejected seven dwarves, and they all live together in one really big apartment. Mm-hmm. and they like get on each other's in New York, and they all get on each other's nerves, and they're like the worst people in the world. Like, they're terrible. They're all millennials, and they're all like awful, awful people. Yeah,
they're like the worst millennials.
They're like, they're all the worst. And their name is like indicative of like what kind of terribleness they bring to the table. You know, you got like vegany. And
I'm not gonna say any of the ones that I'm thinking, but this is a really funny idea for a show. It's like Aqua Teen, right?
Yeah, it's like Aqua Teen. God,
I wish you could write Carl into this show.
He could be their neighbor.
He's like, he's the moral. He's the center of moral truth.
Carl's the moral compass in the show.
Carl is. He's a good person.
You know, you've got like, a bad, bad show when Carl's the moral compass. It's like, should you really be doing that? I don't know. I don't know about that, guys. I love Carl though.
Yeah.
I can make so many like bad offensive jokes right now, but I can't.
That's for the Patreon episode.
We live in a world where I can't make these jokes. Yeah. It's okay. You can imagine, listener, you can imagine
the jokes. No, you can't, right, listener. You actually can't. I know you pretty well.
You're legally not allowed to think these jokes. They're there, but you can't think of them.
If you were sucked into a board game like Jumanji, which board game would you least want to be put into?
That's a good question. Probably Monopoly. I was about to say
Monopoly, yeah.
That would be a hellscape, right? Like, all you do is you just, like, there's this one long road, and you just have to pay people all the time.
Does it remind you of anything maybe that you've done before?
Sometimes you go to jail.
Monopoly?
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
It's kind of like life, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of why Monopoly was made.
It was. I'm really good at Monopoly.
I don't know if I'm good at Monopoly, but I feel like I am.
I am good. I always win. The key to Monopoly is just cheating people out of their things.
The key to Monopoly is like wanting it more.
Here's the thing about Monopoly. I think this is why I'm good at it. So like in real life, I'm a decent human being, and I don't like screw people over because I don't want to like hurt them. But I know how to do it if I wanted to. Like, I think about these things all the time. I'm like, if I wanted to, I could do this terrible thing and, like, win everything. But I'm not a terrible person, so I don't do that. Well, in Monopoly, it's just a game. Yeah.
Monopoly ethics are different than real-world ethics.
They're game ethics. They're fake. It's like a simulation. So, yeah, I'm going to trade you this shitty property for that great property. Because I know you're too dumb to know the value of that. And, you know, I'm just going to win the game. It's fine. You know? Or sure, I'll tell you that you can skip paying at Park Place for 2 turns. Where in reality, I'm not going to uphold that in any way.
I'm going to be like, okay, pay me.
You know, like, I'm going to make these terrible deals in Monopoly because I know how to do it. But I've never done that in real life. But I can think of these things in real life. So I think that's why I'm good at Monopoly, because it lets me, like, lets me utilize that mischievous, evil part of my brain that I don't do in real life because I'm not a terrible
Monopoly
person.
Is super fun.
I don't know about
super fun. I really like it. Yeah. It's probably one of my favorite board games.
Too. Monopoly would be terrible to be sucked into. Yeah. I'm trying to think of another one.
Isn't it weird? Okay, while we're talking about Monopoly, I was thinking about this today. Like, isn't it weird that, like, capitalism is the best we've come up with?
Well, it's not. The reason that capitalism is the best we've come up with is because we didn't come up with it. It just happened, you know? Like, it's just kind of a thing that happens when you just have people in the world that want to trade stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, we've come up with a bunch of different, like, economic systems, but, like, we come up with them. They're, like, all stuff that we come up with. Capitalism is just, like, the thing that happens when, you know, people have money and they want to give other people stuff and they want to take things. So it's like, I know, like, what you mean, but we didn't really come up with it. It's just, like, that's what happens when people want stuff. Like, you know, that's what, it's not really, I mean, capitalism is like the buttresses that we put on this, like, default state of the world. If anything, it's like constraints we put on this system that just naturally came out.
That's true.
Of human nature. You know what I mean? I don't know if
that makes sense. Yeah, that makes perfect sense, actually.
Because there's no, like, laws where, like, oh, yeah, we got to do it this way because of capitalism. It's more like, okay, we gotta change this a little bit. And also, we like to pretend that it's, like, perfect. So we're like, oh, we'll just make a little adjustments into the capitalism thing. It's like, okay, I mean, you could do that, but, you know, like, you're not making any sense. Because people find a way to screw each other. They always do. That's, like, the world. That's, like, how it works. I don't know. That's my opinion on it, though.
What is one thing that makes you instantly happy?
Capitalism. I'm just kidding.
It's okay.
It is weird that capitalism is the best thing we've come up with. I think it's just because we're, like, dumb as humans. And we just like to default to, like, the easiest thing.
Yeah, you know? It's like... There's a few people that care a lot, and then the rest of us don't.
Just don't care at all. And it's the easiest, right? It's like, well, I could do a good thing, or I could just remain with the status quo, and the status quo is just basically capitalism, because if you do nothing, capitalism, right? So people are just like, eh, I'm cool with just doing the same thing, because they've got it good enough, and so they're like, whatever. But yeah, there are some people that, like, care a lot, and then everyone else is just like, eh. I don't know. I don't think anyone has a good enough idea that everyone's going to be on board with it. Like, that sounds good to me. There's always going to be, like, a few people that are like, that's dumb. And they're going to be like, I'm good. Yeah. You know?
I don't know what the answer is.
So it's weird that it's the best we've come up with. It's probably not the best we've come up with. It's just the most lazy thing we can do that everyone agrees to. It's like the least shitty thing. Well, not the least shitty. It's the thing that everyone, given the least amount of energy, is just going to be like, yeah, that's fine. It's good enough.
Yeah.
You know? Because no one wants to do the thing that, like, the smart people want, because it'll screw some people. And then no one wants anarchy, except the anarchists, who are idiots, because, like, you know, it's anarchy. So everyone's like, eh, I guess this is fine.
What are you going to do, you know?
Exactly. Like, it is what it is. That's like capitalism in a nutshell, I feel like. It's like, well, it is what it is, I guess. It's all right. Sorry, what was your next
I don't question? Know. What's one thing that makes you instantly happy? Not capitalism. I know it's not that.
Instantly happy. I don't know. I like music
a lot. Yeah, music is good.
Makes me happy. Trying to think of other things. I would say video games used to make me instantly happy, but they don't anymore. Because they're terrible. So.
Yeah.
They've gotten so
complicated. There's like a couple video game series that can usually make me instantly happy, but I don't play them very often, because you can wear that out.
Yeah, I think the only thing that instantly makes me happy these days is like music, or like food.
Yeah, food. As
really good music or really good food can make me happy instantly. Like, I don't need any like ramp up. You know, like, other things they need, like, ramp up. It's like, oh, this is okay. And then it's like, oh, this is good. Oh, this is great. Oh, this is amazing. I love this. I'm really happy. But music and food, no. You just need to, like, take a bite, you know? And you're like, I'm happy. Suddenly. You know what I mean? Instantly. Instant happiness.
All right. Last question, then. That's all we have time for today.
All right. What do you got?
On this year, episode 82 of the Time Bat Show. So, in 1,000 years, somebody finds a book in our current-day fiction shelf and assumes it to be real and creates a religion around it. What book is it?
Ooh. I hope it's not Harry Potter.
I think, like, the funny answer is Dianetics would be pretty funny.
Well, they've already done that.
That kind of already happened. Like,
they already did that. Too late for that one. I don't know, what would be a really interesting religion?
I think, like, Twilight would be super cool.
I guess it would be cool. It would be weird.
Like, any of the vampire sex novels would be cool.
Yeah.
Anne Rice, Twilight. Yeah.
So they would think that, like, vampires are... So here's the thing, it'd have to be, like, grounded enough to be like, okay, this is kind of possible, you know what I mean?
Well, Anne Rice, like, actually tied in her vampire mythology into the story of Jesus.
No, I know. She, like, based it on historical.
You put that stuff in quotes, but
yeah. No, I know she like tied it in.
So something like that would be
so cool. So stuff like that's like more grounded because it's like takes place in the real world. Yeah. You know what I mean? Whereas like Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, it's like okay, they take place in like an alternate world where it doesn't.
It's hard to make Harry Potter happen.
Yeah. Or like anything with space or whatever. It's like, oh, we went to space. It's like, okay, that's obviously the future.
Yeah.
Unless you're dumb Scientologists, you think that's somehow the past or whatever. I don't know how it works. But it was it the past? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Like the far distant past.
So in the past, aliens came down and did some stuff.
Yeah.
In spaceships.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense. But all right, whatever.
It doesn't matter. I think vampire novels, because then all of society would just be edgy and goth, and we would all eat wings, and...
Wings with a Z.
We would all rollerblade.
And play Shadow the Hedgehog and the first penny of... What was it called?
It was a Penny of the First Secret. That's all we would play.
Penny the First... That also sounds like the subtitle for, like, a Dark Souls game. Yeah. Dark Souls, Penny of the First Secret.
All right. Anyway. Who's our sponsor today?
I have one. Oh, hold on. I just want to read this one question I have. I found this on Ask. So this question is tagged with a serious thing. It says, is the world starting to fill up with idiots, or am I just smarter than the rest of the population? The first line is, I am 16. That's all I wanted to read. There's just like a whole paragraph
of explanation. That's all you needed to read.
we've all been there. And then he talks about like IQ tests and consumerism and stuff like that.
Good for him.
A bunch of stupid stuff. Good for him thinking he's smarter than everyone else.
Yeah, dude.
Because we've all been there. I've been there.
Because once the reality hits you...
Once you realize you're just an idiot like everyone else, it's a pretty sad day. You can get through like a whole of college with that thought process. I mean, you can go pretty far with that. I know some people to this day that think they're smarter than everyone else, and they're like my age, you know. God,
how'd they manage that, dude? That sounds nice.
That's a sad thing. I mean, it's nice, but it's like it's very cringeworthy. It's you hear these people, they're like, oh yeah, I know all about this, blah 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 blah. You know these people that, like, explain stuff to you after you like told them about it? They're like, oh, let me explain this. And you're like, dude, I don't care about this stuff. And even if I did, you explaining it doesn't make you smarter than anyone else. And you're just kind of like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. But you, like, have to be polite and let them talk about their stupid thing. Anyway. Our sponsor today is... DiGiorno Wings.
DiGiorno Wings.
Good for the whole family. Or your son, Zach.
Good for Zach and Steve and Chad.
When they come home from skateboarding, they're going to be hungry. So fill them up with whole white meat wings. Delicious, nutritious, with a little kick. And you're going to be the best mom they ever known. Wings from DiGiorno. Remember, when you're feeling... kind of stupid.
Take a good look at the stupid. Stupid. Cupid.
There you go. That's been episode 82 of Time of Drama. Thank you, everyone. Good night.